Evidence of recovery. Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden praising the new report on economic growth.
2.6% is our first read on third quarter GDP.
That's after the economy shrank in the first two quarters this year, though Fox Business's Cheryl Cassoni reports some of the fine print in the new report is disappointing.
Month over month durable goods, headline number 0.4%. That is weaker than expected. You strip out transport, that was negative. That was supposed to be a gain.
Some analysts pinning the overall growth mainly on exports and government spending. Still, President Biden says it's a sign of more progress as he continues to warn midterm voters that Republican policies would crash the economy and make inflation worse. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy's message to voters?
If you're tired of having a 401k that the Democrats have created to a 201k, if you're tired of paying too much for gas, if you're scared to go into the streets, if you're concerned to even speak up for your kids' education, that can all stop.
Also telling Fox News Republicans would strengthen Social Security and Medicare, not slash it, as Democrats claim. There's a ruling at the Supreme Court that is temporarily blocking the House panel probing the Capitol riot from getting one Republican official's records.
Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan ruling in favor of Arizona Republican Party Chair Kelly Ward by temporarily denying the January 6 committee's attempts to get the Trump supporters' phone records. Ward had asked the Supreme Court to get involved after lower courts declined to stop T-Mobile from following a subpoena from the committee investigating the January 6 attack on the Capitol.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, the committee thinks Ward took part in several attempts to interfere with the 2020 presidential electoral count. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Police in Arizona are investigating a burglary at the headquarters of Katie Hobbs, the Secretary of State, who's also the Democratic nominee in the governor's race.
Police determining items had been taken Monday night. The campaign releasing a photo of a person it said was identified as the suspect by the Phoenix Police Department through surveillance footage, though police say they cannot confirm any leads. Images show a younger man in shorts, t-shirt, and a backpack. The Arizona Democratic Party on Twitter blaming threats of violence against Hobbs on Republican opponent Carrie Lake and her allies, accusing them of spreading dangerous misinformation.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Arizona's also home to a closely watched Senate race and controversy over ballot drop boxes, including allegations of voter intimidation amid concern about election cheating. Two groups, including the League of Women Voters, asking a federal judge to consider ordering conservative groups to stop being within sight of Phoenix area drop boxes. The Texas State Police Chief says a criminal probe of the hesitant police response to the Uvalde school massacre will be finished by the end of this year. He's not saying at a public meeting today, though, whether any of the nearly 400 officers who waited more than 70 minutes before confronting that gunman will face charges. She's the first woman to be the New York City Fire Commissioner in the department's 157-year history.
This moment, me being first, only matters if I am not the last.
Laura Kavanaugh, a San Francisco native who joined the FDNY in 2014, has been acting commissioner since February, formally installed today in a ceremony led by Mayor Eric Adams.
New Yorkers and New York City bravest deserves an exceptional leader.
He says she has the vision, skills, and compassion to lead the department into the future. There's a rally on Wall Street for now. For the Dow, it's up more than 300 points, but the Nasdaq's been lower. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.